This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
You don't. Who needs Smarties?
I'm not.
You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties. How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'll be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Next candy holiday is Easter, right? Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is one of the candy holidays.
It's a small one, but yeah.
Chocolate.
Yep.
Easter is the candy that you would never eat any other day of the year, but you'll eat the chalk. No, wait, that's how Valentine's Day I'm thinking of. The chalk hearts.
Yeah.
With the words on them, be mine, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Those are terrible.
What are those called? Those have a name. The mini hearts.
It's like biting into chalk is what it is.
Yeah. What are they called?
So Easter, we're getting... Easter is just the candy you always eat. We're just going to shape it like an egg.
Right. Or make it pastel colored.
Or pastel colored, right. That's it.
The Brock's conversation hearts is what we're thinking about.
Okay.
Or, right, Brock's.
That's,
they make the hearts. Do they make anything else? Have they been in business for hundreds of years
Brock's,
just making those
They make gummies, I think, too. Like little fruit gummies.
Okay.
Okay, but I bet their number one is still...
I'm also seeing Necco Sweethearts. You can do that, too.
Ugh. Necco. Get them out of here.
I forgot about those. I mean, I probably haven't seen conversation hearts in a long time.
Yeah, you also get the chocolate eggs with the candy shell. There's just Cadbury ones.
The Robin eggs?
Yeah, those when we get to Easter season. Those are the good ones.
Robin eggs.
Yeah.
The Robin eggs are great. Yeah, I'll go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Easter's a little bit away. So Easter.
When is Easter this year?
That's a tough thing about Easter for branding. You never know when it is.
April 20th.
All right.
That's a late one this year.
It sounds late. Because sometimes it's in March.
Yeah, that's like NFL draft weekend, isn't
five,
it?
5 days before.
Four days before. Thursday the 24th was day one.
That's right. Hey, everybody, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, the next candy holiday, it's Easter. And then after that, it's not until Halloween.
Yeah, there's no, is there a summer
candy
day? Like 4th of July, I don't expect to see any candy anywhere.
No.
Does candy just get dips. Replaced with popsicles and s'mores?
Yes.
S'more season.
That's exactly right, I think.
Oh, here we go. The months in sweets.
Right? Okay. October.
December to February is chocolate season.
Yep.
March to, April is
pastel
and season,
egg candy season.
Then after that is s'more season. Starts early May, but whatever.
And the bomb pops and all the popsicles.
And then October is everything season.
Everything, yeah. We skipped, just September, we're just not really.
I think that's late s'mores.
Late s'mores,
yeah.
September might be a better s'mores month than, July.
That's true. Fall feels like better s'more weather for you?
Yeah, yeah. Right. The fire at night in September versus the fire at night in July, yeah, give me that.
Listen, speaking of having fires at night and campfires and all that stuff, maybe you have an outdoor fire pit or a place you like to go to have a fire in the backyard. It's been so cold you don't even want to do that.
No.
It's too cold to heat yourself.
Yeah.
Which is another level of cold.
Don't people do the hot tub in the winter thing sometimes?
Yeah. Is it too cold for that?
I don't think you could probably even do that. Like freezing vents and such.
Well, it feels not that cold today. It's currently a real feel of 1. So, that's something. We're back on our stream today on YouTube. If you want to watch us on YouTube and on Twitch, we were down for a couple of days. I know you missed us, so we're back. So you can check us out there. And, of course, hang out. The weather today, it looks like a high of 19, which is kind of chilly, but it's better. We're trending up. This time next week, we're into the 30s, high 30s.
Awesome.
Not bad, right?
I was looking at the weather through 2 weeks, and I saw 40 in rain. I'm like, I can't wait till 40 in rain. I cannot wait.
We're going to get a week's worth of soup out there because it's going to be 40 for days on days on days, and this glacier we've been encrusted in is going to melt. So anyway, we've got plenty to get to today. Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock as the Sabres are back to practicing. And the team is back as well because all the players that were at the Four Nations have been eliminated. So Darlene and UPL and Yoki Haru can all go back. So the Sabres get back to practice and they'll play Saturday against the Rangers. We'll talk to Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock, get his thoughts on the Four Nations. Eric Edholm on the draft, NFL draft, at 9 o'clock. So those are our two guests. In between, we'll talk, a good amount of stuff about, whatever comes up like we always do. I was listening yesterday to the afternoon show, Joe, and I kind of self-scouted what they were talking about and then what we talk about and calls and all this stuff. And I thought to circle back. Let's have a nice office meeting right here.
Okay.
You guys want to circle back on something? Let's circle back on James Cook.
All right.
Because they talked about it a lot yesterday and his importance and contract and, the franchise tag has me thinking this because if they slow play this, then this time next year, blah, blah, blah. And one of the big things is, of the guys that need extensions, where does Cook fall in? How important is it to the offense? Is he going to be the first running back that they commit a second contract to? That really is the biggest question. Will he be the first? And for me, I am guilty of not thinking about him or worrying about it at all. When we get a call, hey, guys, what about trading James Cook here for this or this? I think, I don't know why anybody would trade for a running back. Why would you just draft one?
Right.
The Bills have drafted a lot of them, four of them, since Devin Singletary. It's been Singletary, Moss, Cook, Ray Davis. Four picks in the first four rounds.
Second, two-thirds, and a fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was walking in the building today thinking about that, thinking, can you imagine if an NFL team today traded a second, two-thirds, and a fourth and said, we've got a running back room? You'd say, you're out of your mind. Yeah. Why are you spending those assets on those pieces? So anyway, on Cook, I just think the Bills, my answer is they shouldn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the real big concern? We've seen this position be endlessly replaceable.
Yeah.
More than any other. And it bears out in contracts and career length. And it gets to a point where on... Was it this past offseason or two offseasons ago where they're not getting the money they want and the television shows are asking if running backs should have their own union?
Yes, there was a Zoom call, wasn't there?
The running backs got a Zoom call to
figure out what to do.
Because the league has figured out
that they were going to go on strike.
You don't have to pay these guys. Then, of course, we had the season with Barkley and Derrick Henry and
Josh Jacobs,
and it kicked up a little bit more. Oh, maybe this position is important. And I am not there at all. I am not swayed by Saquon Barkley's season. I am not moved
by Derrick Henry's season any more than I'm moved by James Cook's season. It is not a position that I would... It doesn't mean I would never sign one, never draft one, but the thing I would almost never do with running back is worry. Just never worry.
Right.
What's going to happen? Just get another one.
Or just plug in one that's already on your team, maybe? Like
usually.
How bad do we think they'd be if Ray Davis just like had to start at the beginning of the season?
And got all of their carries.
I'm not saying he'd be as good.
No, probably not.
But would your offense take a major hit? Well, I wonder, to play devil's advocate, like would they probably... I guess is this different than Singletary, though? What they probably don't want to do is guy that was kind of lost at the beginning of his career, didn't have the blocking, and maybe still doesn't have that, but maybe was still trying to figure out his role in the NFL and put the work in and did it and became a leader even on the team. McDermott said he's on the leadership council of the players. That guy does what it takes, and then you say, "All right, bye bye. We're not interested."
Insert for every one of these conversations. I'm going to ask, okay, what about Gabe Davis,
who did all that?
Gabe Davis was the model citizen,
right?
And they never really did they give any thought to bringing him back,
right? It just also, how good do they think he really is? Do they think he's great?
They might,
because
Davis, you knew that was not true,
right? And I think Cookie's very good. And if you want to tell me he's great, I think you could back that up. But how much does it matter that he's not really a complete running back? He's very good. He's very good. And he is more diverse as a player than I think we thought we were getting when they drafted him. But he really isn't the receiving back that we thought he was, right? I mean, 32 catches. Running back, like, that's fine. That's not a ton of receptions. It's not what you would have thought you were getting from him when you drafted him. When it's time to throw the ball, oftentimes he comes off the field. Ty Johnson took that role from him. Part of that was blocking. Part of that was drop issues that Cook had last year. The other thing is, honestly, the blocking. That's, I think, why you look up and you see, he only played 48% of the snaps on offense this year, huh? Less than half. More than half of their snaps on offense, he's not on the field. Why is that? A lot of that is probably because he's not blocking for you. He's not. Allen can't trust him back there, and you know what he is at this point. Like, maybe that's a size thing. Maybe that's a reading the situation problem that he has there. All this is secondary to, I think, he's a great runner. But do they want to pay a guy that's not on the field half the time? Pay him the amount of money that near the amount of money that Barkley gets when Barkley's on the field all those snaps. Henry's not, I guess, but he's not getting $15 million. He got $8
million. Right.
Age is in there, too. So there's a lot of factors when you're comparing him to other running backs. But one of them might be he's not a complete running back. He's very good, but he's not complete. He's missing things in his game.
And it's missing things in his game. He's your most dynamic player on offense that's not Josh Allen. But that, to me, is looking too internally as opposed to around the league. This doesn't mean I would dump James Cook. I would just go to the year and, dare him to hold out?
This is the thing in fantasy. Guy goes into a contract year, and sometimes you like to invest in one. Like, contract's coming up. They're going to use him up. Right. They're going to use the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Use as much as possible because they're about to let them walk.
803-0550 is our number. We're circling back on something. We're having a corporate meeting here. Circling back on James Cook. I guess the big picture I want to ask about it is, do you worry about it? I don't worry about it. This is where you say that's because you spend 98% of your brain space on wide receivers. And that's that's not wrong. I do that.
Wasn't Cook labeled like, he couldn't play wide receiver when they drafted him?
Yeah, it was.
That
was, think of him like a pass catcher.
Yeah, we lost that because Kincaid like swallowed that up times 100.
Think of him like a receiver, yes.
But there was a little of that with Cook.
James Cook is on the wide receiver PTSD of trying to convince me someone that they drafted was actually good enough to be a wide receiver, and of course he's not. He's a running back, and he's very good. He's very good. He's fun to watch. He's dynamic. And they raved about him, which is great. But I'm not mad about the public posturing. I'm not bitter. I just feel like if you're Bean and thinking about the Cook situation, you see that what happens on social media about 50 million, like, all right, cool. If his agent wants to call me, his agent can call me. The Bills have played hardball with guys that are important to them. That has happened before.
Sure.
They did it with Davis, where they never really approached a contract. They did it with Jordan Poyer. They did it with Tremaine Edmonds.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have left, and we're probably getting to a point where another couple guys are about to leave. Whether that's, you know, Shakir, I don't know if it's going to be him, or if it's Rousseau, but Cook might be the guy. And actually, I have a secondary point to get to on Terrell Bernard, and I'll explain to you why I think that he might be the first extension they sign. If we were to predict who's going to get extensions,
Bernard?
I'm ready to predict Bernard first.
Why?
You want the short version?
Sure.
Because he's the only one that there is absolutely 0% chance they would ever use the franchise tag. So you don't really have that as a fail-safe. The franchise tag for linebackers is out of whack because the position is linebacker slash edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you justify 1 year, $13 million for Cook? Sure, fine. Could you justify 1 year, $20 million for Benford? Yep. Could you do it for Rousseau?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do it for Shakir? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe tougher, but could you justify 1 year, $27, $26 million for Bernard?
No, not a million.
Not you
years.
Would even consider it.
His spot track market value on the three-year total isn't $27 million.
Right. So the point simply is on the Bernard point about why he's the most likely to get extended, because he's the closest to actually leaving. If you let him play out his final year of his deal, the franchise tag is not even a single solitary thought.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else, you could at least claim, well, franchise tag, we've got that. You could place the franchise tag on Cook and then extend him. And you would just never do it for Bernard because he should run to the paper, sign for 27 or 26 million, whatever it is. It's a big number for linebackers. So that's where I think if you're the GM of the team, you look and say, who am I truly in danger of losing? And do I value, and could I get it a good number that I'm not going to be upset about? I think Bernard checks all those boxes.
Do you know his number on SpotTrack? Per year?
No.
$6.7 million.
He's definitely going to be more than that. Definitely going to be more than that. But you would just take it, right? What if it's 10? Okay.
That would make him one of the highest paid inside linebackers in the league.
Okay. But it's way off the franchise tag is the point.
Right.
The franchise tag does not accurately represent linebackers. And because of that, it's almost like a position that doesn't have a franchise tag.
Yeah. So, that would put him on the second tier.
Yep.
I like the. Why didn't they do it with Edmonds then, though?
Because they didn't like him enough.
All right. You know what? They also had just paid Milano.
That's right. They chose one of their other linebackers.
And Milano, I mean, they might think, you know, in a year Bernard's contract would kick in. How much longer do they think? Like, do they think Milano sees the end of Bernard's contract? If he does, maybe it's on like a rework deal where he's not getting paid. You know, right now Milano's the fourth highest paid linebacker in football. By the time Bernard is into year two or three of his extension, if Milano is still here, then he's not the fourth highest paid linebacker in football.
Right. 803-0550. On Cook. Give us a ring if you want to. We've got a phone call right away. Eric in Lockport leading us off on a chilly Wednesday morning. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning.
Yeah. So I have an idea here. So I'll lay it out. I just finished an AFC championship where my best receiver, with all due respect, was Matt Holland. I think I maybe have a year or two at best of having Joe Brady. I'm somebody who believes that if we had moved heaven and earth to get up and get Malik Nabers, that the party would still be ongoing downtown. We spent two twos and a big contract on defensive line, and it hasn't helped at all in big games. I want to take two ones, two twos, and maybe a piece and see if I can convince, I don't know, the Rams or one of these teams with an amazing receiver, Puka Nacua, if they can be convinced to part with it. That's the kind of move I'm looking for. Wide receiver train, choo-choo. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Eric. You're the big splash at receiver. The biggest move they could make at receiver, the biggest name, and we flirted with it yesterday, that I think they would reasonably go after is Davante Adams. He'll be available. He's likely to get cut. There's some reporting. I think Jeremy Fowler said West Coast for him, maybe the Chargers. There's a headline at ProFootballTalk.com today that Chris Godwin and the Bucs are working on a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
Higgins, if he's franchised or re-signed in Cincinnati, he's off the market. And then you're at...
Don't want Tyreek Hill.
Nope.
I don't.
Then you're at Christian Kirk. You're at a draft pick.
And I don't think he's above Adams, personally, for this.
No.
I'm waiting for your guy Olave to shake loose in New Orleans, but I don't think that's happening this offseason.
Tons of injury concerns there, concussions.
Yeah.
And
he's at 5 concussions.
Yeah, he's at a bunch.
I really hope that doesn't get in the, he's a great player, but that might get in the way of his career here.
You mentioned, Eric, you mentioned Puka. Fun fact.
Debo, by the way, is someone in the YouTube chat said Debo. I'm not a fan right at this point.
I think he's
kind of like a running back at 30. Like, I feel like his body is just breaking down.
Maybe. Puka, fun fact, was the number one graded wide receiver by PFF last year. Puka Nacua, number one.
I mean, we saw it against the Bills. He was insane.
I can't unbelievable. Imagine a world where the Rams would entertain an offer for Puka.
No.
But speaking of the Rams, when you mentioned that Aaron Rodgers would be thrilled to play for the Rams.
Yeah. Schefter said yesterday, like, Rodgers wants to be a Ram.
I laughed out loud. I don't know why that's funny, but I laughed.
Yeah.
He wants to what? Why would they do that? Why would they move on from Stafford for Rodgers?
Yeah, Schefter said, quote, and the Rams could probably get him for a lower cost than it would be for Matthew Stafford, end quote.
And go from likable to...
Right. Why wouldn't they just
keep Stafford? Stafford is good.
I mean, I know, sure, he'll be more expensive, but Stafford's not getting $60 million.
No.
Is there plan to trade? Right, like how does that end up happening? They trade Stafford to the Giants, get a bunch of picks, and then they sign Rodgers?
I don't know how it makes any sense at all.
Very strange.
I don't know where Rodgers, wouldn't it be great if Rodgers got the Belichick? Which is...
You're out, bud.
Yeah, sorry. Nobody's...
No one wants you.
Nobody's interested.
It would be amazing.
Sorry. He'll go quarterback North Carolina.
That could happen.
It really could.
Not North Carolina. He could just be, like, iced out. Like, no, we're not... Nobody wants this. I mean, if you're a team... You need a team that's either feeling like they're one piece away at quarterback and can't find their way to a better idea... Or you need a team that's going to draft a rookie to think you're the right guy to pair with that rookie. And who on earth is going to think that Aaron Rodgers is the right bridge quarterback for their football team?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, like, I don't know. Unless Pittsburgh strikes out on all their other ideas, like, maybe that's the one spot. But I don't see many other teams that make any sense for him.
803-0550, our phone number.
Although that would be the Adams wanting to go to the West Coast connection, I think.
Yeah.
Adams to the Rams with Rodgers. I don't think it's going to happen.
What do you do about James Cook? Anybody have a really strong opinion on this? I mean, trading him is one thing. Lock it up. You're happy. I think the best argument for keeping Cook is it would stop the Bills from spending assets on running backs maybe and instead, you know, bolster the rest of the team. It's just been a position that they definitely value in the draft. They feel like they're getting what they want out of it with second, thirds, and fourth round picks. So anyway, Cook, circling back on that. And if you ever thought of my Bernard theory there, that he's...
You think he'll be the first?
I think he's the most likely to get extended because it'll be reasonable and you don't have the franchise tag lever to pull based on the position. The others, you could do that. 803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe on a Wednesday where we'll have Lindy Ruff and Eric Edholm, draft talk continuing here on WGR as well. The Four Nations final is tomorrow. We got a little bit of trash talk from former Sabre, Brandon Hagel, who was at least in prospects camp. He took some shots at the Tkachuk brothers. That's fun to get to. We'll tell you what that story is as well, as it all kind of works its way toward the final. And the NHL, of course, in its infinite wisdom, while they're getting tons of credit on this tournament, this format, and everything that's happening, they have thrown in one little, oh my God, what did the NHL do kind of thing when it comes to the rosters and injuries and all that. So we'll explain that as well. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want. Happy Wednesday here on WGR.
There's a lot of reasons to say yes to it right now. One, I've mentioned the age. He's 25 and a half, not even really, 25 and a half years old. If you're going to pay a running back, now's the time, because realistically, even Saquon Barkley only got 2 years guaranteed on his contract, right? So that's what we're talking about here. So there's 1 year left. You tack on 3 or 4 more, but only 2 of those total out of that 4 or 5 combined has the guarantees that we're talking about here. There's a lot of reasons to say yes. There's a lot more reasons to say no, but I think Buffalo's probably sitting here saying he's probably one of our top 2 or 3 extension candidates right now heading toward March.
Mike Gennetti of SpotTrack. The Bills, meanwhile, are forecast to be well over the cap. They do not have a lot of cap space right now. They could get some with new deals for a couple different players.
And that's before we know what the increased cap is.
Right. But, of course, that comes for everyone. But they have the third lowest amount of cap space going into this year, which might be kind of jarring for Bills fans to hear. Hey, wait a minute. I thought last year was the team in transition where, you know, you took your medicine, took your lumps. Yeah, and the cap is still in bad shape. Relatively.
I did see Pro Football Network, though, had a breakdown of this that they have, at least compared to maybe the teams that they're around in that, they have a lot more flexibility than some of those other teams.
Right. Allen's a big one. They can just do a new deal for him and drop his number by probably like $40
million. Yeah, and what they can do with Vaughn, and they can restructure Knox, and like they have a lot of guys they can restructure compared to, maybe not everybody, but like I know compared to like New Orleans, for instance, was one. New Orleans, I think, has the least.
They always have nothing.
Yeah,
they're always in rough shape. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Howdy. We're talking about James Cook for a little bit because we want to circle back on the idea. If it's a pressing issue, the Bills have five extension candidates, and putting up that poll yesterday or 2 days ago about, you know, who's your priority, which from that class is the most important to resign, number one answer was Christian Benford. People thought Benford's the most, you know, pressing need, position of need, money is expensive position, blah, blah, blah. That's the other thing. If you wait another year of all the salaries and how much they go up, like running back salaries are not going to go up that much. Barkley right. playing for under the franchise tag, and Derrick Henry just signed for $8 million a year. That's not that much at all. As the cap goes up, running back salaries are going to go as well. You know, it is what it is. So you can give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Did you hear Doug Farrar on One Bills Live on Myles Garrett?
No.
Man. It's funny. Garrett is the kind of piece to sell a football fan where you know him, right? You know his name. You know who he is.
Yep.
You know he's one of the best defensive players in football, best defensive end in football, yada, yada, yada. Like, oh, okay. The Bills should call on Myles Garrett. I'm interested in that. And then you hear an NFL person or a scout, or, I mean, someone like Doug Farrar, who is he a former scout? What's Doug Farrar do these days? He was...
I mean, I know he writes now.
Yeah. So, he's a NFL analyst for Athlon Sports, and he talked about, he's been with Bleacher Report, Sports Illustrated, Yahoo, Football Outsiders. He's been all around the world covering football. And his breakdown of Myles Garrett's the kind of thing where if you're on the fence, and this is not just Doug Farrar, this is anybody. You're on the fence. Yeah, it seems like a good idea. Listen to one scout talk about Myles Garrett and what he can do, and you will be sold all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
He is, I think the line was, he is 270 pounds and has,
sounds right.
and has the speed of a guy that's 240 mm-hmm. and the power of a guy that's 300. And that is not something you see. Unicorn is the word used. And maybe you're a little tired of that word in sports. We hear it a lot. Oh, this guy's a unicorn. But Garrett really is. You can move him, and it goes further. If you want to be sold on Garrett, he goes on to say, you can move him around, teams game plan for him and can't stop him, and he is, yes, literally, put him on your defense and your entire defense is different now. Just one guy. You really think you can do that one guy? Yes. That's the one. That guy will do it.
Because what am I getting that's different? If he's great, Rousseau doesn't get double-teamed anymore. Right? Isn't he,
no,
isn't
Garrett
he,
gets
isn't
double,
he better?
Garrett gets double-teamed and wins double teams more often than other guys win their single
matchup. Right, so he's doing his job still, and meanwhile I'm getting a positive impact on my other defensive end, whoever it is, probably my interior line too in some way. And if he's getting to, if I'm now getting to the quarterback half a second quicker than I used to, now my job in the secondary is easier, right? My linebacker's job, really... It is the right position for everything gets easier if you have a stud there.
Yeah.
You could maybe say that about like an elite corner also, that, hey, the whole defense gets easier to play if I got one guy that could just take half the field away.
Which is something I saw, we talked with Carl Jones a couple weeks ago. He was tweeting about Benford in this regard. One thing the Bills could start to do with Benford is ISO him more. Have him travel to the best receiver.
Mm-hmm.
If you really think he's one of the best in the league and you want to pay him, you know, $25 million or whatever the number is, have him travel with the number one, roll coverage away from him, basically give him the opportunity to be that island corner. that you can, and that's like you're talking about how a defense can be changed by one corner. All right, once you're good enough to do that, all right, let's build our defense around the reality that he's that good. And if he is, you know, you can do that more often.
Mm-hmm. So you've got that guy at corner. Now plug in that guy at defensive end. I'll be excited to hear that on Garrett, too, because I don't think I've really heard a really strong argument against it yet. Other than, oh, he's 30. You shouldn't be acquiring defensive ends at 30. Anything about the player himself and what he is at this point always leads back to, like, oh, you should get this guy's amazing. He's incredible.
Yep.
It's more about philosophy of acquiring players at that age. And, oh, well, you did it with Vaughn. You know, Vaughn was actually, what, 3-4 years older.
Yep.
But look what happened. You invest all that in a guy, and then he gets hurt. And when he gets hurt, then, oh, wish you didn't do that, right? But I don't know. Like, I'm just not thinking Garrett is at more risk of that than anybody else on the team.
No, I don't.
He's not a guy with a checkered injury past. You know, like, you brought up Chase Young yesterday as an idea. Like, Chase Young's had injuries. Like, that's part of the equation in figuring out if he's a good idea. Garrett, it isn't. 17 games, 16 games, 16, 17, 14. You got to go back to 2019, the last time he missed, like, really a big chunk of a season when he played 10. So I'd do it.
803-0550. Started on Cook. Worked our way to Garrett. That's how it goes, you know. As the Bills,
it is a great season. Hits. All the draft guys are like, this is an amazing running back class, by the way.
All right.
So
don't take one, Bills.
You want to take one like the fifth round, the fourth round?
Sure, whatever.
Is that the highest? The highest I could tell you they'd pick a running back though, where you wouldn't be like infuriated.
They
picked a third round running back. They traded back up into the third round, and they picked a running back.
They pick running backs the way they should be picking receivers and defensive linemen. I mean, they've spent two picks on defensive tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's it.
Yeah.
And four on running backs.
Well,
if you include a trade for Nyheim Hines, I'm now at five draft picks to fill out a running back room.
Well, if we could play this out, if they were to not sign Cook, like, and I think this is possible that Bean is sitting there right now thinking, I love him. I am just it's gonna take a lot. For me to ever pay a lot more than this to ever pay a running back a big second contract. So, and I don't think that's impossible. That's how they're thinking right now. Like, we're going to play out this fourth year and hope he's amazing, and we'll see if we can get him on like a really team friendly deal. But if he's going to really be pushing for 12, 15 million bucks, then I'm good, man. It's not unrealistic at all that they end up not signing James Cook. If they don't end up signing James Cook, doesn't have to be this year, they're going to add a running back eventually with an asset, right? More than a fifth-round pick to go supplement, oh, well, we don't have James Cook anymore because we weren't willing to pay him $14 million a year. Now we need a starting running back. And like, I like Ray Davis. I like Ty Johnson. I don't believe for a second the Bills would walk into a season with those two as their top running backs.
That's right.
Unless Ray Davis has like an explosive second year. Like, they'll do something. They'll either pay a guy or they'll draft a guy. And I don't like that they've drafted running backs there either. I guess they've made up for it a little bit, though, if they haven't given out the big running back contract.
That's true. That's the way to avoid that. I guess the next question is on Cook. Is the next event to happen maybe another social media post, or is it minicamp? I mean, it doesn't show up for OTAs. Is that the next step?
That's probably it. Is he at OTAs? Like, that week when we're, hey, it's OTA week, it won't the number one story be, is James Cook going to show up? Unless he's somehow, like, said somewhere that he's going to be there.
Probably.
I think that's what we're thinking about. But I'm just thinking about it, like, I don't think they would lose Ty Johnson, but he is a free agent. And if they've got a year of James Cook contract, and they might not, depending on what they think about the chances of re-signing him are, and this is an amazing running back class, I wouldn't be floored if they took a day three running back right now. I probably would be if they took a day two running back, given they don't have a third.
If they take a day two running back, people are going to lose their minds.
Which, I got my fantasy brain on right now because I had this draft on Saturday, so I was trying to study some of these running backs that went. I got one of them, Cam Scatabo from Arizona State.
Okay.
He's not even really my favorite of the group.
He has the best running back name.
He's the best running back name.
Cam Scadabo is a great running back name.
He's like a bowling ball. All these running backs, I saw Caleb Johnson yesterday, who's going to run like a 4.29 maybe.
Yep.
Like, there are running backs in this draft class that are going to be awesome.
Shout out LaQuint Allen.
LaQuint Allen, Syracuse, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a pass-catching back.
I saw a third round maybe for him.
Okay.
Maybe fourth. There are like a lot of running backs, though, in this class where like you're going to – last year there were no rookie running backs in fantasy you were excited about. This year there might be like five.
Who was it last year? It was – don't tell me. It's the Arizona guy. It's –
I'm even forgetting his name now.
Right.
Jonathan Brooks?
Trey Benson.
Oh, Trey Benson, right.
Trey Benson and Jonathan Brooks. Those were the two rookie running backs, really,
that
went last year.
And Brooks didn't play, and Benson's
behind James Conner, who's ageless.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. We chat about the Bills offseason, and James Cook specifically, what you want to do there. My answer is I'm not going to worry about it. I don't know if Brandon Bean will worry about it or Sean McDermott will worry about it. So give us a ring if you want, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How far?
99. Why's he got a swing out of him? What is he doing? He's got a wedge.
What are you doing?
199.
He said 99 yards. I can say 99.
Oh, no.
No, I heard you say 99. Not 199.
I'm going to have to do some investigative journalism. What the hell just happened?
No, I heard 99 yards. Sorry, I grabbed my 56 and I hit 100 yards.
Let's do the old handshake meme. Hitting your 56, 99 yards. Me and Tiger Woods. How about that? Same distance. I'm Tiger Woods. That's my club for 99 yards. 56. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Me too.
Funny.
There are Jupiter Links Golf Club, by the way, with Tiger. Not that good.
No. You got to wonder about Tiger's leadership ability.
They are tied for a playoff spot, though, right now.
I saw
I'm looking at the standings right now. There's points. It's not a 3-2-1 point system, just so you know.
Right. They got a point, and they celebrated like it was, Prairie View, A&M, whatever college that was that lost 100 games in a row. Anyway, the TGL Tiger hit a ball 99 yards. He was supposed to hit it 199. He heard it wrong and put a 99-yard swing with a 56 and hit it 99 and was a good 100 yards short, which, that might happen on a simulator. That's never happened to me at the sim. One thing that happens to me sometimes on the actual course is I'll swing a club and then I'll look down and think, like, why am I holding my 6? I was trying to hit my 8 or my 9 or what. Sometimes I have teed off with a club I thought was a different club. That's happened to me.
I don't think I've ever done that in my life. You just grab the wrong club?
Yeah.
Like, you knew you wanted to hit a 4, but you have a 6 in your
hand. Or you're between clubs, you're thinking about it, and then you grab one, and then you swing it, and like, oh, I thought I grabbed the other one.
See, I don't think, even if I grabbed it by accident, I think when I set my club down, I would know. Like, I would recognize every club just by looking at it like, wait a minute. I'll hold it up like, no, that's not it.
I'm too dialed in. Laser focus.
Too dialed. He's staring at the hole.
Or too distracted.
Maybe that's my problem. I'm staring at the ball too intensely.
Went to the driving range yesterday. Whole family went.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Driving range, the bubble, as we call it, the family.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Good.
Did you do the mini golf too, or just
did mini golf and did big swings. We called the driving range big swings.
Nice.
And this might be a relatable moment for a lot of you out there. So I'm up there taking big swings. My son's next to me. My daughter's popping in as well. We're all taking shots. And my wife is taking video of it, right? Like, oh, look at this memory. Dad teaching the kids how to golf.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what a moment. And she shows me the video. And I take the phone. I'm like, hold on a second. And I zoom in. And what do?
Are you looking at your swing?
Yes!
How'd this swing? What did I do here?
Hold on a second. Hold on. And yeah. Slow-mo, like, all right.
I'm like, why did this hook a little bit to the left here? Like, was there...
I'm not clearing my hips. All right, hang on. Hold on. Here, hon, take a couple more videos. You know, of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Right away. I went through every picture, and I'm not in this one. I got to look at my swing.
Yeah. Yep. I have thought about when at the range, like, can I just set my phone up, like, on my coat and, like, just record from there?
I have done that before.
Yeah.
People do that at the gym when they work out. I'm not going to do that. But for a range session, yeah, I've set my phone up and take video and take a look at where...
Do some film review after.
Where's your trail arm? You know, how's your... how are things going? How's your takeaway? All that stuff.
Yeah. All right, maybe I should just do that the next time that I'm there.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Maybe today. Just head over there and record and see what's going on. I mean, I'm not going to go outside and do anything.
No, I know.
Today.
Every time I go and swing...
Even, honestly, just walking into that place sounds like hell. At this, that like not like because of the place, because of like the 3 minute walk that is being outside. Yeah. Although today's gonna be a little better, I guess.
It was busy and justifiably. Every time I go to the range, whether it's sim or actual bubble kind of range, I think I wish I could do this every day in the winter because it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the vitamins that you get from the sun, but it's something. There's something to it. It helps me mentally to swing golf clubs. Yeah, I know.
You should just have one in here during the break.
Yeah. Is there... Ooh.
Why not?
Here's the next question. Is there room for a simulator in this room?
No way, right? Well, I mean, right here, over here on the right, and then you set up some sort of... well, then you'd be shooting towards the TV in here.
I think we could do it. I think we could do it.
You think we can put a golf simulator in this room?
Screen right here. We're going to have to move this table all the way back in the corner. It's got to go way back over here.
All right.
Maybe we make a few calls.
Want to redesign? Hey, yeah. We want to redesign the studio, but we're going to need like Topgolf. Trackman on the phone to do this.
Get some sponsors. Like, guys, this is the future. TGL's a big hit. People want to listen to guys playing golf while talking about the Bills. Right. That's what they want.
They can even watch you now. Like,
yes.
Stream.
Right.
Yes. See, these are the ideas we come up with. All right, 803-0550, our phone number. We circled back on James Cook today and the Bills' offense. It really is a bigger picture about their offense and whether or not you're feeling good about Cook being the best weapon outside of Allen, if that's the long-term idea. 803-0550, our phone number on some contract issues. Franchise tag window is open. Lots to get to in the NFL. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. Eric Edholm at 9 on the draft and the offseason as well here on WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.